You're listening to EPN.
This is Amber MacArthur. Join me weekly for Command N, your technology web trend information source, right here on EPN.
Welcome to MLM Power Hour with your host, Todd Falcone. Get ready, hold on, and strap yourself in for another hour of raw and totally uncensored trading. What is MLM Power Hour? It's your source for no-holds-barred talent-like-it-is trading from network marketing's number one prospecting coach.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition.
And now, live from his posh studios in Seattle, Washington, your host, Todd Falcone.
Welcome once again to the MLM Power Hour show right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I'm your host, Todd Falcone. Well, good to be back. What's going on? Happy. Excited to be here. Love it. Fired up as usual. Okay, so today's subject is on how we go about attracting people, how we go about getting people to like us. Is it a business of making a whole bunch of friends? Well, kind of yes and no. I mean, I'm not in the business to make friends, but while I'm doing business, I'm making a lot of friends. So if you can capture that in your brain, just understand this, that people do business with those that they like. People give money to those that they like. You don't go to a place that, where you don't like the business owner. Imagine you had a really nasty, negative experience, and you're probably not likely to go back to that business again and give that person your money. I mean, there's just a thing where I don't really want to give my money to that person because I don't really like them. Didn't like the experience. And really, people do business with those that they like and they trust. So as a network marketer, as a sales professional, as an entrepreneur in any endeavor, your objective is to build rapport. And rapport is basically a deep unconscious connection with another person. And rapport is this place of alignment, if you will. It's a position of comfort, of trust. It's just and we all have it with our friends, and there's rapport that we have with our friends. We feel comfortable. We're similar. We're alike, and you notice that friends talk the same, use the same kind of words and phrases. Oftentimes, you see a group of kids together, a group of people together. They dress similar. They dress alike. They're in rapport with one another. And in the prospecting game in network marketing, you're looking to develop rapport with an individual. And I'm going to give you the basic simple lesson on rapport building. And that is, it's called mirroring. Okay. Just like when you go into the bathroom and you wave at yourself in the mirror, you get a mirror reflection of you waving back at you. You're looking to be a mirror reflection of what that person is on the other side of the table, or on the other side of the telephone or wherever you're meeting with this person. You want to be more like that person. The more like them you become, the greater the likelihood that they're going to like you, and the greater the likelihood that they're going to want to do business with you. That is how it works. Okay? So how do we become more like somebody when we're different than them? Well, you mirror them. Okay? So for example, one thing that you don't want to do is, here's an example of not mirroring. So I'm picking up the phone, and if you've been to any of my shows or plugged into enough of my trainings, you can probably tell that I'm fairly high energy and, talk fairly quickly and, moving at a pretty decent pace, okay? And, so I pick up the phone, I call a prospect, and, I'm me being me just the way I am, and this lady picks up the phone, and she's 87, and she answers the phone all slow, and because she's 87 and she's retired, and I'm calling Matilda. It's hello, and then she had this soft little voice. Hello, I'm like, hi, is Matilda in? Yes, this is Matilda. Hey, Matilda, this is Todd Falcone giving you a call out of Seattle, Washington. How you doing? I understand that you might be looking for a way to make some serious money working from home. Is that correct? Thud. It's like I was so different. I mean, she just died of a heart attack because I just, didn't take the time to slow down and mirror her. Now, the right way for me to mirror her, how do I mirror her? Well, I mirror her. Her tone, I can mirror her language, I can mirror her volume, her pace. So if I heard Matilda answer the phone, I'm immediately, because I'm in tune with this, you know, she answers the phone, hello, I'm gonna soften all right. I'm like, hello, is Matilda in? Yes, this is Matilda. Well, hi, Matilda, this is Todd Falcone. How are you doing? Good. What can I do for you? Well, Matilda, I'm actually getting back to you. I understand that you might be looking for a way to make some extra money working from home. Is that correct? Well, it is. So, again, see, notice there's a match there. We're like one another. And because we're like one another, she's going to like me more, and the greater the likelihood that she's going to do business with me. That is the beginning of rapport building. So the things that you can match and mirror are their volume. So if the person is talking loud, you can talk loud. If the person is talking loud and you're talking very softly, you're not going to be creating a connection. Now, if I'm on the phone and I'm talking to somebody who's really talking, they like to talk really, really fast, and I tend to speak more deliberately. I mean, first of all, it's like, dude, get it out, come on, you can do it. You know, it's like, that's me. I'm like, come on, catch up with me here. You need to speed it up. Like, so you talk like they talk. If you talk really fast, I'm probably going to talk really fast. If you speak slowly, I'll speak slowly with you. If you have a deeper voice, I might bring the tone of my voice down. So you can match the pace, the tone, the words. And there's some deeper stuff that we can get into. And you could get a really good picture of what I'm talking about. It might ring true with you. I'm not going to get into that in this show because we don't have the time, but it's about using the same type of words or language preferences. People speak in visual, auditory, or kinesthetic. And that's a little bit deeper than we have for this show today. But just remember, just listen. Pay attention, be present, and just be like that other person. If they're louder, talk louder. If they're softer, talk softer. If they're slower, speak slower. If they're faster, speak faster. Those are some simple tips, which every time you do it, and by the way, you can also do this with gestures and body language. So if you are meeting with somebody, it's not just about the words and the pace and the tone. You can literally mirror the gesture. So if you were to lean back in your chair, I would lean back in my chair. If you were to lean forward, I would lean forward. So just imagine that, just a mirror situation. Okay, make sure you're, and by the way, subtlety is critical. I don't know if you have a younger brother or sibling or sister or whatever. We used to be on road trips, and my sister would go, and I would go, and she would copycat me, and I would copycat her, and it was like, you know, there's no subtlety there, and all of a sudden, you know, we're getting in a fight in the back seat, and Dad's pulling over the car. So subtlety is critical. So it's not about copycatting. It's about slyly, subtly being more like that person. The more like them you become, the greater the likelihood that they're going to like you, and the greater the likelihood that they're going to want to do business with you. And that is the essence of rapport building. And when you're in rapport, anything is possible. This is Todd Falcone, and you have been listening to the MLM Power Hour show here on EPN, the E Podcast Network.
You just listened to another MLM Power Hour brought to you by ToddFalcone.com, the network marketing profession's premier source for prospecting mastery and leadership development training. Plug in and power up. Surf on over to ToddFalcone.com and get yourself subscribed to the Fearless Networker Easy for weekly updates, articles, and subscriber-only specials, and see what the fuss is all about.
This is Dr. Bill Lampton of Speech Coaching Radio, and you are listening to EPN.
This is Eric Dye for EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Are you just sick and tired of being sick and tired? Maybe it's that boss that's impossible to work for, or you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck. Could it be that your company is breathing cutbacks and layoffs? Maybe you have a debt that you'd like to take care of ASAP, or you've recently lost your job and find yourself unemployed. Whatever the case or scenario may be, there is a solution for you. To find out how you could be earning an extra $50,000 annually part-time or $100,000 plus full-time annually, all from the comfort of home, then visit make3200.com today to receive more information. Again, that's make3200.com. No blowing smoke, no bull, no hype, the real deal.
You know, just ask yourself this question. Are you doing all that you can with all that you've got right now? I mean, are you really doing everything that you can with everything that you have available to you? Or is there room for you to be doing a little bit more?
Practice, practice, practice. Practice makes perfect. Actually, practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes pro. There was a study that was carried on by British scientists, and it revealed that it takes a person 10,000 hours of practice to become an ace in a certain discipline. They say that top musicians, sportsmen, and chess players were all able to become masters in their field by achieving the level which in their time was taken to practice 10,000 hours or more.
If you can find a way to specialize in an area, maybe not necessarily 100%, but if you can find a way to specialize in traveling to one part of the world or a certain type of travel, say cruises, and people think of you first and like you the best when it comes to that kind of travel, I think you might start getting somewhere. Like when I started specializing just credit unions, I instantly, you know, whether I am or not, but people thought, oh, he's the expert on credit union marketing. If my credit union's having a problem, we're going to call him. So if someone starts thinking, you know what, maybe I want to do a cruise, they're going to think of you first without even having to look in the phone book or go to the internet.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.